overhauling TSA. Embraer adds Phenom 300 production to its Florida production line. Boeing's pilots unanimously vote no confidence in management. This is Aero News for Wednesday, September 12, 2012. I'm Glenn Moyer. Congressman Mike Rogers, Republican of Alabama and chairman of the Subcommittee on Transportation Security, has released a majority staff report entitled, quote, Rebuilding TSA into a Smarter, Leaner Organization, end quote. During the 112th Congress, the subcommittee launched a thorough examination of TSA's operations, rules, and regulations, and their impact on job-creating transportation industry stakeholders, as well as the traveling public. This examination included 22 hearings, 15 member briefings, 7 site visits, and an in-depth review of the subcommittee's majority members and staff. The report compiles the findings from this examination and provides key recommendations to TSA for rebuilding into a smarter, leaner organization, including to 1. Advance risk-based security by prioritizing the harmonization of aviation security standards worldwide. 2. Strengthen privacy protections by enlisting the private sector to modernize and, to the extent possible, automate the passenger screening process. 3. Limit spending by reducing the size of the TSA workforce, conducting cost-benefit analysis for all major programs and purchases. 4. Create jobs by contracting with the private sector to perform screening. And 5. Cut red tape by working with stakeholders to streamline existing security regulations and reforming the prohibited items list to better reflect evolving threats. Speaking of the report, Congressman Rogers says, quote, Since TSA's creation after the devastating terrorist attacks of 9/11, the agency has gone down a troubling path of overspending, limiting private sector engagement, and failing to sufficiently protect passenger privacy. Based on vigorous oversight by the Subcommittee on Transportation Security, this report shines a bright light on TSA and lays the groundwork for meaningful reform, end quote. Well, it may not be a Chip Foose overhauling, but at least the report does hold the promise of hope. Embraer Executive Jets Assembly Facility in Melbourne, Florida, has added production of the Phenom 300 light aircraft to the two-shift assembly operation. Full development of the assembly line, including the addition of the Phenom 300, will be completed in the first quarter of 2013. The addition of the Phenom 300 to the assembly line comes as Embraer is developing the Embraer Engineering and Technology Center, USA, at its growing aeronautical complex in Melbourne. Scheduled for completion in 2013, the engineering center will add another 200 jobs over the next 5 years. The first U.S.-assembled Phenom 300 is scheduled for delivery in March 2013, one of more than 12 scheduled for production in Melbourne in that year. The production certificate recently granted by the FAA for the Phenom 100 will be expanded to include production of the Phenom 300. Members of the Airplane Manufacturing Pilots Association, AMPA, have unanimously voted no confidence in their management at the Boeing Company's Training and Flight Services. AMPA includes the pilots who deliver Boeing airplanes to customers, including the 787. They also train the pilots of customer airlines. At issue, according to a union news release, is a management decision to abandon a 50-year practice of only using qualified Boeing pilots and, without telling customers, now planning to use minimally qualified temporary pilots dressed in Boeing uniforms to make those deliveries. AMPA pilots said the temporary contract pilots received none of the additional training and flight time that Boeing pilots receive. Boeing Training and Flight Services hired the temporary pilots through Cambridge Communications Limited, a foreign supplier of contract pilots based on the Isle of Man. While Boeing pilots receive ongoing training and are required to meet stringent flying time requirements in the air and in simulators for each aircraft, Cambridge pilots are not. AMPA pilots said Boeing is now telling customers they will not receive the Boeing pilot support requested and needed to introduce their 787s into service. In casting the no-confidence vote, the pilots' ballot said, quote, Therefore, we vote that we have no confidence in the training and flight services management to meet customer needs in a manner befitting the proud traditions of the Boeing Company, end quote. Air Nigeria had been the African country's second largest airline, but on Monday it collapsed entirely, with about 800 people being let go from their jobs. Airline officials said the collapse was due to quote-unquote disloyalty and quote-unquote dishonesty on the part of many of its employees, who had reportedly not received any pay for several months. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nigeria had suspended the airline in June over its finances, though some of the airline's flights had been allowed to continue, according to a report appearing in Reuters. Other airlines in Nigeria have gone under in recent years because of financial concerns or safety issues as well. The move leaves Nigeria with only four domestic airlines operating in the country, where there had been nine at the beginning of this year. In a new report entitled Unmanned Vehicles, the Market for UAV Reconnaissance Systems, MarketResearch.com says the market for unmanned air vehicles is worth an estimated $21.9 billion over the next 10 years. This figure includes production of all air vehicles, ground control equipment, and payloads through 2020. The most significant providers of these systems will be located in the United States. They are Northrop Grumman, General Atomics, and AAI. The report says the unmanned aircraft system market has seen remarkable transformation over the last 8 years. More change has occurred in this market in that time than in all the previous decades. Such a radical change can only occur in the wake of some equally climactic event. That event was the 9/11 terrorist attacks and the subsequent global war on terror launched by the United States and its allies. Prior to these events, the size of the unmanned vehicle market had been growing, but at almost a glacial pace. When Aero News continues, American goes all in for iPad. Airbus says its sharklets are money savers, and the TSA overhaul can't happen too soon.
Diamond Aircraft's D-Jet is the ultimate private aircraft for the owner-flown market, offering simplicity of operation, safety, and affordability. Imagine starting the turbine with a simple push of a button. Push the single-lever throttle forward. Monitor your flight on the cutting-edge G1000 with integrated autopilot and enjoy the reliability, performance, smoothness, and quiet of turbine power. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3222.
Aero News continues now for Wednesday, September the 12th. I'm Glenn Moyer. Furthering its efforts to advance airspace modernization, American Airlines is expanding its iPad electronic flight bag program after becoming the first commercial carrier to receive FAA approval to use the Apple iPad in the cockpit during all phases of flight. American's pilots will be using iPad, the only FAA-approved tablet, as an electronic flight bag in approved aircraft. An electronic flight bag reduces or replaces paper-based reference material and manuals often found in a pilot's carry-on kit bag. Removing that 35-pound kit bag from each American Airlines plane will save an estimated $1.2 million of fuel annually based on current fuel prices. Flight testing of A320s outfitted with sharklets has confirmed the fuel savings expectations for these Airbus wingtip devices, the plane maker announced on Tuesday. John Leahy, the Airbus chief operating officer for customers, made the announcement saying, quote, "These new fuel-saving wingtip devices represent the next phase in our ongoing development of the best-selling A320 family. They will bring significant reduction in fuel burned, at least 3.5%. In fact, our engineers are telling me that with the flight test we're completing now, it's closer to 4%, end quote. Leahy added the sharklets also will improve takeoff performance as well as increased range and payload, all while significantly reducing CO2 emissions for each aircraft equipped with the devices. His comments were made at the 2012 ILA Berlin Air Show during an announcement that AirAsia will become the first operator of a sharklet-equipped A320, receiving this milestone aircraft in December. Remember that Congressional Subcommittee oversight of TSA that we opened the show with? Well, that overhaul can't come too soon in light of this next story. 90% of frequent flyers think that the TSA is doing either a poor or, at best, a fair job in performing security screenings at the nation's airports. That, according to a new survey of frequent flyers conducted by Frequent Business Traveler magazine. The survey found that the typical American frequent flyer holds the TSA in fairly low regard, with 76.1% of respondents indicating the TSA's screening procedures are either not effective or not very effective at preventing acts of terrorism on an aircraft. Other key findings included a majority, 56.4%, stated they were not satisfied with their last security experience. More than 50%, 56.9% to be exact, of those surveyed said that the TSA was doing a poor job in airport security screening. A quarter, 26.3% of survey respondents, have used PreCheck, the TSA-trusted traveler security lanes, and 72.9% of those who have used the service were either satisfied, very satisfied, or extremely satisfied with that experience. Frequent business travelers' survey findings fly in the face of a recent Gallup poll which reported that Americans, including those who do not fly, have positive views on the TSA and its effectiveness. About this survey, David M. Golds, a publisher of Frequent Business Traveler, said, quote, "If I want to know what's broken in airport security, I'd prefer to ask people who fly a lot. Our readers and survey respondents took an average of 32 flights per person in the past year, and 96% of them are members of a frequent flyer program, making them a very qualified group to render judgment," end quote. So let's recap. A Gallup poll says most Americans, including those who do not fly, have positive views of the TSA and its effectiveness. Isn't that a bit like asking someone for their choice in a taste test comparison without tasting anything? Thank you for that very enlightening insight, Mr. Gallup. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You're now cleared for departure.